This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The flames of a massive wildfire swallowing a home in Pasadena, California. It is one of five large fires burning in and around the Los Angeles area now. Five deaths are reported, and almost 2,000 homes, businesses, and other structures have been destroyed. That number is expected to rise. This man in Altadena lost everything.
Probably still hasn't hit me that this happened, because I thought this would never happen.
Los Angeles City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley.
We will continue to focus. I want to make very, very clear, saving lives first, evacuations and rescues. We are not out of danger.
New evacuations are underway near LA's iconic Hollywood sign. CBS's Wendy Gillette in West Hollywood.
Emergency crews raced down Sunset Boulevard as a fire raged above in the Hollywood Hills, disrupting a business conference there.
I was up in Hollywood and Highland when it happened at the Roosevelt Hotel. It was pretty astonishing to watch.
He moved to a different hotel while others at the conference headed to the airport, eager to leave the smoke-filled air behind and get home.
A winter storm has Texans bracing for unusual weather. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
You'll be seeing some ice, at least a coating of ice, maybe more, and that's going to be really problematic for power outages and travel.
A winter storm also threatening Oklahoma and Arkansas. Dock workers have called off a strike threat after reaching a contract agreement last night. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The deal resolved a labor dispute that had threatened to halt shipments at some ports for a second time in 3 months. A strike could have begun on the 15th. Now, a statement from both sides says there is a tentative 6-year contract that would create more jobs and modernize ports, making them safer and more efficient.
Despite President-elect Trump's refusal to rule out military action if needed to acquire Greenland, a spokesperson for the U.S. Embassy in Copenhagen says there are no plans right now to increase U.S. military presence on the Arctic island. There will be a final goodbye in the nation's capital this morning for former President Carter. His casket will be transferred to the Washington National Cathedral for a state funeral. After that, it's back to his beloved home state.
I'm Jim Crisul in Plains, Georgia. The 600 people who call this peated and cotton farming community home will say a final goodbye to native son and former President Jimmy Carter today. Mr. Jimmy, as many here have long called him, will be laid to rest beside his wife Rosalind near the two-bedroom ranch-style home they built in 1961.
S&P futures are up 9, Dow futures ahead 106. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine voters will have some options for several common council seats. With the deadline to file passed, the ballot is clear. The primary is February 18th, the general in April. In the 1st District, incumbent Jeff Coe is being challenged by Malik Fraser. The 5th has a primary with a three-way race. Incumbent Melissa Caprillion is facing off against Jens Jorgensen and Raymond Ellison Jr. In the 9th, Terry McCarthy has decided not to seek re-election. There'll be 4 candidates on the February ballot in that district. There's also contested elections in the 11th and the 15th. Fresh off a re-election, the congressman is making himself available tomorrow. 1st District Representative Brian Stile will start the day in Janesville and Beloit and hits Racine and Kenosha later in the day. There's an afternoon option at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall at 2, followed by a 3:30 session at the Kenosha County Center in Bristol. Stile says in a statement that he welcomes people to come and talk face-to-face about their issues. The kindness of Carter is still making an impact 35 years later. Today's the national day of mourning for former President Jimmy Carter. He and his wife visited Milwaukee in 1989 to volunteer with Habitat for Humanity. The partnership grew the organization in Milwaukee and in Kenosha and Racine as well. Until the 39th president arrived in Wisconsin, the local Habitat for Humanity group had never built a home.
The former president and first lady came to Milwaukee, mobilized over 1,000 volunteers, built 6 brand new homes, completed them in 1 week, as well as doing 8 rehabbed homes. So to say that this put Milwaukee Habitat on the map is an understatement.
Milwaukee Habitat CEO Brian Sunderman says many credit their interest in Habitat for Humanity to the Carters. The organization has active chapters in Racine and Kenosha, and they say they're always looking for someone to help swing a hammer. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks kicked the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a dominating 121-105 victory over the San Antonio Spurs. Doc Rivers on how he thought his team played defensively.
I loved it. I told him that at halftime, I was like, guys, back-to-back games, our defensive focus and attention to detail was on point. And when we play like that, we're really tough. Because if we get multiple misses, we're going to eventually make threes.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers will try to extend their four-game winning streak when they host the Minnesota Gophers. That's tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at the Kohl Center in Madison. NFL, Packers holding practice, getting ready to face the Eagles. Sunday afternoon at 3:30, Jaden Reed says it's too soon for the Packers season to be over just yet.
We ain't worked this hard to come this far. You know, we went through a lot, you know, in camp, through the season to even get here. So our mindset is on one goal, and, you know, that's how we're preparing this week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 29 for a high this afternoon with winds south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some light snow after midnight. We'll drop down to 22 tomorrow. More light snow. Not going to be much. A dusting at best. Our high tomorrow, right around 30. Could see more light snow on Sunday into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 4 above.
We have one electric company in New York City. They're called Con Edison. They're our only electric company. Yet they advertise on television. What the hell are they thinking about? Our bills are more expensive because we pay for them to advertise. What could they possibly say in a commercial that would make any difference to us? Hi, we're Con Edison. Sorry. Con Edison, it's either us or rubbing two sticks together. Con Edison, you have no other choice. Bow! The post office advertises stamps on television. Stamps! We have commercials that actually go, buy U.S. postage stamps. All right, now maybe it's just me. But my whole life, all I've ever bought was U.S. postage stamps. Because when you try scotch taping 37 pennies to the envelope, it never gets there.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over. Yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game. To hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Mm-hmm. There you go, the Beatles, Yesterday. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Interesting story about that song I found out. From Paul McCartney's own voice, I heard about it. He that is his favorite song he ever wrote with John Lennon. And if you know, the Beatles labels all said Lennon-McCartney as the writers of the songs. Lennon-McCartney. It's always John Lennon first, even though they equally did it, but that's what they agreed upon. But this song is very special to Paul, and he wanted to say McCartney-Lennon. Now, he had to go to Yoko Ono, to get this done because she controls everything John Lennon. And he said, it will mean no less money to you. It's just something that's important to me. Can we switch the writing order to McCartney Lennon on this one song? She said, no. She wouldn't let him do it. Wow. 610 local news. Timeless Hits WRGN. We're looking for sunshine today. It's not going to help much. Highs near 29. Cloudy tonight. Chance of snow. Lows around 22. Snow possible tomorrow. Highs 30. Saturday sunny with a high near 28. Sunday snow likely with a high near 34. Right now it's clear and 7 degrees. 7 at Radio Park. Yeah, CCR. Here's Traveling Band.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel. Bag is going nowhere. Come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah, well, I'm flying.
Up in the morning, Traveling Band, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Did you ever get an allowance when you were a kid? I never got an allowance. I think 1 week we started it, then it ended because my father forgot about it the next week, so we just didn't do it anymore. But when I did chores, I didn't get paid for them. And now the most common things kids do to earn an allowance includes cleaning their room, making their bed, and helping with the pets. I had to do all that stuff. I didn't get paid for it. It was just part of the chores. But in exchange, generally when I wanted something, I got it. They didn't say, well, you know, you got to take it out of your allowance. No, we didn't do that. I just got what I wanted. What a spoiled brat I was. Huh? Leslie Gore, You Don't Own Me.
You don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys.
Yeah. out Leslie Gore, You Don't Own Me. What a talent she was. Hits after hit after hit. And her brother, just a talented. He wrote the Academy Award-winning song Terms of Endearment for the movie of the same name. Well, TikTok user has gone viral for showing a customer paying a tip, but not with cash, but a $25 Amazon gift card. The internet slamming the guy. But he said he did ask the wait staff first, and they said, fine. And think about this, that $25 Amazon gift card was more than 25% of the bill. I say if the wait staff didn't, you know, care, and I would rather have a $25 Amazon gift card than a, you know, $5 or $10 tip. There's nothing wrong with it. I wouldn't mind that at all.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Award show season is not only fun if you like award shows, it also can give you excellent suggestions of what you should be watching. On the heels of Sunday night's Golden Globes ceremony, the Screen Actors Guild just announced their nominations. Leading the way in the film category was Wicked with 5 nominations. Not too far behind with 4 nominations was A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic. Let's do a deep dive. One of the cool things about the SAG Awards is that they recognize entire ensembles when it comes to cast. A Complete Unknown and Wicked are both nominated in the category, in addition to Conclave, Anora, and Emilia Perez. Typically, when the movie wins for ensemble cast at the SAG Awards, it more often than not results in a Best Picture win at, wait for it, the Oscars. Cast ensemble has been a category at the SAG Awards since 1995, and Variety reports that in 30 years, only 4 films have won Best Picture at the Oscars that didn't win for Best Ensemble at the SAG Awards. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, opening Friday, January 10th at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his 4 grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale and clearance is happening now. Save up to 60%, plus get a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Mama!
mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we is all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Down by the schoolyard, Paul Simon. Yesterday was Elvis's birthday. He would have been 90 years old. 90! He died at an early age, only in his 40s. I mean, when you think about it, that's young. But what he did with his life, wow. Hard to believe, huh? Changed the face of music forever. Everybody was influenced by him, including the Beatles. Paul McCartney and John Lennon said they were influenced by Elvis Presley. Just about everybody in music was influenced by Elvis. He recorded gospel. He recorded, like, they called it hillbilly music at the time. And, of course, rock and roll. Elvis Presley.
Oh, yeah. Don't want a four-leaf clover. Don't want an old horseshoe. Want your kiss, cause I just can't miss where the good luck charm like come on. Be my little good luck charm, hey, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. Too high, too high, too hope, too hope, too nigh. Don't want a silver dollar.
Too hot,
happy birthday, the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. 90th birthday would have been. Wow. That's a lot. Well, in case you missed it, the Hershey Bears hockey team did its annual teddy bear. Elvis teddy bear. See how I'm working that in here? The teddy bear toss this past Sunday, they broke their own record again. See, fans show up with stuffed animals to toss on the ice after the home team scores its first goal. Now, the total last year was a record high 75,000 stuffed animals, but they crushed it on Sunday. A grand total of 102,343 stuffed animals were thrown onto the ice. Wow. How long did it take them to take those off the ice? Now, the good part is, you ask, well, what do they do with all those stuffed animals? They donate it to over 35 different charities. And yes, they're all new animals. Isn't that great? Love it. Ah, the Partridge Family. I woke up in love this morning.
Last night, I turned off the lights, lay down and thought about you. I thought about the way that it could be. 2 o'clock. Wondering what I'm doing here alone without you. So I close my eyes and dream you're here to me.
Family, David Cassidy and Shirley Jones, Susan Day, and the whole group put together there. I woke up in love this morning. 629 WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Got a sunny day on tap today. Right now it's clear and 7 right here at Radio Park. Well, it's officially Girl Scout cookie season again. Hard to believe, huh? But if you're a fanatic, brace yourself because the Girl Scouts have just given two beloved flavors a heave-ho. Gave them the pink slip. The 2025 cookie lineup will feature Girl Scout s'mores and toastiers. But they announced this is their last year. So if you can't live without either of those, buy a huge chest freezer and stock up on them. The other classics are back. Thin Mints back. Samoas, also called Caramel Delights. Trefoils, peanut butter patties or tagalongs. Peanut butter sandwich or do-si-dos. Adventurefuls, caramel chocolate chip, lemon up, toffee-tastic. And my favorite, the cookies I can't live without, lemonades. One year we're driving down one of the roads and I, out of the corner of my eye, I saw some Girl Scouts selling cookies in front of their driveway. I did a quick U-turn. And quick got back to buy them. I couldn't live without them. What am I going to tell you? I just caught it out of the corner of my eye. Hey, it's 6:30 on the docket right now. Let's check news in the morning, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The RUSD board will reconvene Monday regarding changing the name of Red Apple Elementary. There have been ongoing discussions about either totally renaming the school or incorporating the name of a local hero. Laurel Clark is a Racine native and NASA astronaut. Ideas put forward so far include changing the name to her name entirely, creating a hyphenated name, or naming a lab in the school after Clark. The committee has at least one more discussion before a potential vote by the board. The school was founded in 1974. It's set to expand in 2026 to a K-8 facility. Five candidates have filed to run for two seats on the Kenosha School Board. That means a primary election on February 18th. The field includes incumbent Rebecca Stevens, who's seeking another term. Challengers are Sheb Mohammed, Andreas Mamalakis, Valerie Kretschmer, and Carl Bryan. The primary will eliminate a candidate. Aurora Hospitals brought back masks this week. Now the state is putting out a notice about the spread of illness. Wisconsin health officials have issued a warning as respiratory illnesses surge across the state, with flu, COVID-19, and RSV cases on the rise. The Department of Health Services reports high level of respiratory illness statewide. Visits to the ER are up, especially among infants, young children, and older adults. Health officials are telling people to get vaccinated. In response, Aurora Healthcare did reinstitute a mask mandate at their facilities. Other hospitals have not followed suit. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, Wisconsin's got a brand new fairest of the fairs. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. She hails from Northeast Wisconsin and we'll introduce her to you next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hold out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
33 contestants were vying to be Wisconsin's Fair Ambassador, the selected Fairest of the Fair 2025, 21-year-old Megan Salentine from Kewaunee County. She is the daughter of Josh and Jenny Salentine of Luxembourg. She is currently a student at St. Norbert College, majoring in elementary education and language arts. She explains her passion for Wisconsin fairs.
I was a 4-H member for years and years. I began as a clover bud as a kindergartner and began exhibiting at my local fair, just with the projects in the exhibit hall, cake decorating, sewing, rubber stamping. And from there, I fell in love with the County Fair Week and what it brings. So then I became a swine and dairy exhibitor and got to spend wonderful days at my county fair. As Kewaunee County Fairist, I got to really represent what my county is about, the exciting things that we do at the fair to bring the community together, to congratulate the exhibitors on their wonderful achievements throughout Fair Week, and bring a wonderful fair family together.
That's 21-year-old Megan Salentine representing Kewaunee County, now your 2025 Fairest of the Fairs. Rounding out the top five candidates last night included Maria Lee representing Ozaukee County, Aubrey Bailing representing Wisconsin Valley Fair, Tori Havlick representing Waupaca County Fair, Sammy Rake representing Lodi Agricultural Fair, and Fia Kam representing St. Croix County Fair. You can see more from last evening's events. Go to Fabulous Farm Babe or Midwest Farm Report on Facebook, and you'll see all the photos from the evening's events. That's a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 29 for a high this afternoon with winds south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some light snow after midnight. We'll drop down to 22. Tomorrow, more light snow. Not going to be much. A dusting at best. Our high tomorrow, right around 30. Could see more light snow on Sunday into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 3 above.
Every game, you'll see a player argue with an umpire. And I've never seen an umpire change his mind ever. So why would you waste your time? Has that ever worked? You ever see a guy sliding into home? You're out! You're crazy, man! He missed a tag! I had my hand... Okay, okay, safe. Ah, I don't like conflict. I tend to shy away from that. Go ahead, give him a run. No, it's okay. I didn't know about the yelling. It's okay. Give it to him. Baseball has interesting traditions. Why do baseball coaches wear uniforms? Imagine a hockey coach on the sidelines wearing full goalie gear. Give it your all, fellas. Who's the guy in the goalie mask? So why is it normal in baseball? They look silly, especially the ones who have put on a few pounds, sitting in the dugout, pinstripes this far apart. Looks like somebody made a jailbreak out of his torso. I think I might pinch run today. I'll just sit here and eat Funyuns.
She wears, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up
softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good vibrations. She's by my
vibrations with that theremin sound in the song there, invented by a guy named Theremin for the movies, actually, for science fiction movies that woo-hoo. And and Brian Wilson got a hold of it and stuck it in Good Vibrations. All right, three NFL teams are adding giant-sized food items to their menu for the playoffs this month at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. The Chiefs will have a touchdown toast. It's a massive brick of French toast with berry sauce and vanilla ice cream. Sounds good. If you go to Lincoln Financial Field to watch the Philadelphia Eagles, you'll be able to order the Pretzel John. It's a big pretzel in the shape of the Eagles logo. Comes with three sauces, including a green mustard. And last but not least, the Houston Texans are offering the Bigger in Texas Tamale at NRG Stadium. It has meat, chili sauce, and salsa. Of course, you need a second mortgage on your house to buy that stuff, right? Sunshine today with a high near 29. Chance of snow tonight, lows 22. Snow possible tomorrow with a high near 30. I don't think we're talking about much accumulation, if any. Sunny Saturday, snow likely on Sunday. Right now it's clear and 7 degrees right here at Radio Park with Dion, Abraham, Martin, and John right here at WRJN.
Anybody here see my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. You know, I just looked around. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. I just looked around and he's
John, 644, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. This guy in Maryland was driving last month when someone cut him off in traffic. No hard feelings, because he remembered their license plate number. He used the digits on 10 different lottery tickets, and they all hit for $50,000. So that jerk who cut him off helped him win $500,000. Why can't that happen to me? People cut me off in tailgate, and I don't get profit out of that.
Baby. You came into my heart, baby, baby.
6:47. Local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 29. Cloudy chance of snow tonight. Lows 22. Snow possible tomorrow with a high near 30. Sunny Saturday with a high near 28. Snow likely on Sunday with a high near 34. I don't think they're talking about any accumulation. So, you know, whatever it is, it is. 34 degrees on Sunday with snow. It's probably going to melt as soon as it hits the ground. Right now it's clear and 7 degrees. Ouch. At Radio Park. Here's a fun fact for you. The most common street name in America. What do you think it is? Main Street? Wrong. It's Second Street. Now, here's that theory. A town will name its first street either First Street or Main Street, but they pretty much always go with Second Street after that, so it makes it the most popular.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
At Just Brew It, every cup tells a story to warm your heart. Nestled in Union Grove, it's your winter haven for heavenly beverages. From handcrafted coffees and soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community, carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat by the fire, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It, right on Main Street in downtown Union Grove. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
where is that? The Genesee Theater in... it's in Illinois. Genesee Theater. Yeah, that's where they're going to be. With Herman Terbitz in February. That should be good. Hey, it's 6:53 local news. Time of the sits here at WRJN. Well, a video of a 22-year-old girl who works at Hooters. She's a waitress there at Hooters. Tried to flirt her way out of a DUI. It's going viral. Happened in Florida. Did it work? Well, let's just say this. Her pretrial hearing is today. I guess it didn't work. It's 6:53, clear and 7 degrees at Radio Park. Here's Linda Ronstadt. You're no good.
Feeling better now that we're through. Feeling better because I'm over you. I learned my lesson and left a scar. Now I see how you really are. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good.
Good. 6:57, local news, Tadlis hits here at WRJN. Well, Belgium's food agency has just issued a random seasonal health warning. Do not eat your Christmas tree. Although it might look tasty, they say it could be covered with dangerous chemicals. Really? It looks tasty? Huh? Not to me, it doesn't. All right, it's 3 minutes in front of 7. We have news at the top of the hour with CBS and Stuart J. Waddles, also sports with Mike Clemens. It's all happening right here. Local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN.
I was born in Little Rock, had a childhood sweetheart. We were always hand in hand. I wore high top shoes and shirts. Susie was in pigtails. I knew I loved her even then. You know, my papa disapproved it. World all alone.
That's Stevie Wonder. I was made to love her. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Well, yesterday would have been Elvis's 90th birthday. 90 years old. Wow. Could you imagine what Elvis would have looked like at 90 years old? Well, when Elvis died, he was worth $5 million. In 2022, his estate was valued at up to $500 million. Whoa.
Local news and timeless.
It's 7 o'clock. Here's CBS News.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
It is staggering.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass on the devastation wrought by five major wildfires now burning in and around her city. At least five deaths are blamed on the flames. Almost 2,000 structures have been destroyed. 130,000 people under evacuation orders. Oliver Allnett is from Pacific Palisades.
I just come from my family home where my mother lives. That was burned to a crisp, so that was the initial shock value. And then I came up to my home, and same thing, it's completely dust.
Celebrity